Head of our officiating crew is our good friend Bud Wolf. Andy gives thumbs up to Bud Wolf. He is one of our favorite people in the whole world.
He is, except when he misses balls and strikes, but we won't talk about that.
Well, we didn't say he was a good baseball umpire.
Oh,
we
he's just fine.
We just said we missed him.
Yeah.
Plymouth tees the ball up at the 40-yard line on the X.
So their backup left tackle kicking off.
It is.
Wow.
It is. They have a couple different guys that kick for them. And this is Carlos Carrillo. The ball teed up on the 40-yard line. And he'll be kicking with the wind from north to south. And the run-up, and we're underway. And it's a high kick. This is returnable. And it'll be taken by Wilson at the 6, 15, 20. Gets spun around and gets out near the 26-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 27, and that's where Warsaw's offense takes over, first down and 10. Again, no Drew Sullivan tonight for the Tigers. Pulled his hamstring at the end of the game. That's why he was not in the game at the end. It was Quentin Brock who actually ran for the touchdown instead of Drew Sullivan, and he's the quarterback to start the game. Brody Duncan will be behind him. Then Evan Davis and Tucker Reed are the wideouts. Ethan Egoff and Jake Rhodes. And right away, Warsaw has a full start. It's three guys went on one. Warsaw was going on two. Without a cost. Oh, no, check that. Plymouth. Plymouth jumped off sides. I apologize. So that's a five-yard penalty for Plymouth. And that helps the Tigers. It's first down and 5. So Quentin Brock lines up behind Ben Boreen. And they will run up the middle, and the ball came out. The ball came out, and it's recovered by Plymouth. So right off the bat, first play from scrimmage, Warsaw fumbles the football. And 10 seconds into the game, Plymouth's got the ball at the Tiger 35-yard line.
That looked just to be a kind of a bad exchange between quarterback and fullback. And it's time to have our Tiger defense step up. You know, there's times where our defense falters a little bit and the offense needs to pick them up, and now's the time where offense falters a little bit. Now it's time for our Tiger defense to pick those guys up.
So what a start for Plymouth. They've got a chance to break the ice right off the bat, 10 seconds in from the near hash mark. And now they bring everybody in tight except for one, and that's Jones down here on the near sideline. Ramirez. Hands off, he's going to keep it. Turns up field to the 30 and down inside the 25-yard line. He'll get 11 yards before he's brought down on the play by the Tiger defense. Carson Chisholm with the tackle, but it's a first down for Plymouth, and they have the ball at the Tiger 24-yard line, first down and 10.
That was a good push by the right side of that offensive line. You're talking Hooley and DeLee. Kind of moved our defensive line backwards a little bit for a nice game.
Two wide outs to the left, one to the right. You have Hollum now to the right of the quarterback, Ramirez. And they'll fake the handoff, and it's going to be one. He gets away. Ramirez inside the 20 to the 15, breaks a tackle. He's down to the 12-yard line. That's a 12-yard gain and another first down for Plymouth.
Two more missed tackles on that play. That's gonna if that continues like we saw last week against Concord, it's gonna be a long night for us.
Well, Ramirez is a big kid, 190 pounds. And if you think you're gonna tackle him by the shoulder pads, no. you are gonna be wrong. First and 10 from the 12-yard line. Plymouth in the red zone. See if the Tigers can stiffen up. They hand off to Hollum. He dances to the left, gets away from one inside the 10, down inside the 5. He'll get 9 yards down to the 3-yard line. And again, two more missed tackles there for the orange and black here on this opening drive by Plymouth.
Three big just chunk plays so far. And that doesn't bode well for us, for a good start for us. Let's see if we can bow up here in the red zone here.
10:25 left to play, opening quarter. Warsaw fumbled on their first play. Plymouth recovered. And the Rockies are trying to cash in on it. Two wide outs to the near side. The ball is on the left hash mark as Plymouth heads toward the south end. Ramirez has Hollum to his right, and he'll hand it off to him. And he'll dive to the left side, and he'll get to the end zone, and Plymouth is on the board first. With exactly 10 minutes left to play in the opening quarter, Plymouth takes the lead.
That's four plays, and that's something you don't want to see as a Tiger fan, is, you know, putting the ball on the carpet in your very first offensive play, and then just, like I said, chunk plays, those three chunk plays to get to the 3 or 4 yard line. That was just a simple handoff to the left, and Holm can just really just walk into the end zone there. Let's see how we respond on our next offensive opportunity.
Extra point now to be taken by Carrillo. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it is good. 10 minutes left to play first quarter. Plymouth strikes first. It's 7-0 Rockies. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Tigers turn it over on the first play. Plymouth puts it into the end zone. And it's 7-0 in favor of the Rockies. Carrillo can't keep the ball on the tee, so he's going to get a helper. Lathan Cotton to hold it still for him. Wind at his back here in the opening quarter. The run up and the kick. Another good kick with the wind. Wilson will back up and back up into the end zone. Touchback. If he'd have been able to, once the ball crosses the line, whether a player has a hold of it or not, it doesn't matter. It's automatic touchback. That's first down and 10 for the Tigers from their own 20, down 7-0.
That's probably the best option there. I'm not sure he would have got out to the 20-yard line. Just with his momentum taking him back into the end zone, it's probably just as well just start from the 20-yard line.
Well, I would like to say that it can't go worse than the last time, but it could. We'll see what happens. Ball in the middle of the field at the 20 at the south end of Fisher Field. Brock on the handoff up the middle. It goes to the fullback, and that is Daylon Fitzpatrick. Daylon Fitzpatrick on the carry for the Tigers. Remember, at Wawasee and against Goshen here, he did ran very well, and now he's getting some Friday night reps. Second down and 7 after a gain of 3 to the 23. Brock to the line of scrimmage. Again, Fitzpatrick in there, and they'll hand it to him again, and he'll get across the 25. He's out to the 28-yard line. So that's a gain of 5 more yards. It sets up third down and about 2.
Plymouth is really bringing those two safeties just inside those linebackers up to the line of scrimmage. So if we can get some people on them,
yes,
we could bust one.
And they're doing that because they know that Warsaw's probably not going to throw into this wind.
Right.
Third down and 2. Brock under center. Hands off Fitzpatrick. Straight up the middle. First down across the 30. Out to the 31-yard line. That's a gain of 3 yards and a first down for Warsaw. Hey, listen. We talked about this 2 weeks ago. Those JV kids don't take their Friday nights for granted. And Fitzpatrick is saying, I want to be the guy on Friday night too.
That's right. Those positions are earned. And I can tell you that firsthand, those positions are earned. And just from what we saw in that Wawasee game, he's doing it.
First down and 10 Tigers, 8:39 left to go first quarter. Plymouth leads 7-0. Rock's going to keep it. He fumbled the football, and Plymouth's going to recover it. He got hit right at the point of attack. He got stood straight up, and the ball went right down the front of him. Plymouth with 2 possessions and 2 fumbles. And with 8:32 left to go in the quarter, Plymouth got the ball back in about the same spot they had it just a little bit ago.
And that was just a situation where Plymouth defender put his helmet right on the ball where Quinton was holding it, just popped that ball out. You're right. That was nothing as far as an exchange problem. That was just a what they call it, you know, a hat on ball. He just stuck his nose right in there and jarred that ball loose.
So Plymouth with a chance to jump out to a big early lead. Starts from the Tiger 32-yard line, already up 7-0. Let's see if the defense can get off the field here. Ramirez takes the snap. He'll hand off to Hollum. Hollum's trapped behind the line of scrimmage, and he's going down. Jaden Hombegger with the stop back at the 35-yard line. That's a loss of 3 on the play. And that time, they didn't let go.
That's right. And that's the same exact play they ran that first play of the last series. Hombegger missed that first tackle. This time, he got him down to the ground.
Second down and 13 coming up now. The play before the touchdown, Warsaw had a guy in a similar situation. I don't know if it was Jaden or not, but somebody got back there. Got to the ball carrier, and he was able to shake out of it. And then on the next play, they scored. Second and 13. Ball backed up to the 35. Millizer starts in motion. Again, they hand off to Hollum, and he'll get a couple of yards. He gets to the Tiger 33-yard line. Down at the bottom of the pile was Mason Gabrich, who's had another terrific season, his third varsity season for Warsaw, and it's third down and 11 for Plymouth. And again, they have the wind. They have a field goal kicker. They have two field goal kickers, but this would be a 50-yarder, and I don't think they want to try from there. And I'm not even sure if they got like 6 or 7 yards that they might try one. This is probably two down territory, so don't be surprised if they run the football here. Ramirez has Holm, spelled H-O-L-M, to his right. Straight drop back, Ramirez, looking left, looking, pump fake's now going to take off. He's going to get down the field. He's going to get a first down inside the 20, and he's all the way inside the 15-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 14-yard line. That's a 19-yard gain on the run by Xander Ramirez and another Plymouth first down.
That's one of the downfalls of playing man-to-man defense, especially against the passes. If you send those wide receivers down the field, those defensive backs have their backs turned to the play. And if the quarterback can cut loose, he's got green grass.
Or fake grass.
It's green.
From the far hash mark, ball at the 14-yard line. Ramirez sends a man in motion, then sends Hollum to the left with the ball, and he stood up and thrown down, and a flag comes in from the backfield. Normally, that's a holding penalty. Let's see what Bud Wolf saw. It is, in fact, holding against the Rockies. So that's going to back them up. Where the flag is laying is at the 13-yard line. But who knows whether that's where Bud intended it for it to land, because the wind is blowing at 35 miles an hour at that angle from his left to right. So they're going to move the ball out to the 24-yard line. So it'll be first down and 20 coming up for the Rockies. Already leading 7-0, Warsaw has run 4 plays and has fumbled twice. 2 wideouts to the near side, 1 to the far, 2 backs in the backfield, Millizer's on the near side, and they're going to run the option, and it's going to be Ramirez pitching back to Millizer, and he's pushed out of bounds by Robbie Strawn, and the Plymouth sideline at the 21-yard line. That's a gain of 3. That sets up second down and 17.
That was a great read by the defense. When you play defense against option football, you have to have your assignment, and you have to stay in your assignment. You can't break off your assignment because you think something's going to happen. If you have the quarterman, you take the quarterback. Take the pitch man, you take the pitch man. And that's what we did on that play, and it only was a 2-yard gain.
Again, the ball in the far hash mark at the 21. The near side is the wide side of the field. Ramirez with Holm to his left takes the snap. They set up the screen over the middle, and the Tigers are all over it. Millizer caught the ball right at the 20-yard line, and there was a Tiger standing right there waiting for him. It was Gavin Schultz that made the stop for the Tigers. It's third down and long for the Rockies.
That's the thing where you run those screens, and it's really key that those linebackers read that, you know, because those offensive linemen let those defensive linemen go through, and you got to think to yourself, that's not normal. That's, you know, something's up with that, and that's usually what a screen happens.
Acting.
It
Part
is.
Of being an offensive lineman is acting.
Yep.
And that at time, Warsaw was able to sniff it out. Third down, 15 now. Ramirez standing at the 24, takes a snap, under pressure, takes off and runs. 15 down to the 10. He'll come up short of the first down at the 8-yard line. So it's a gain of 12, and it's fourth down with 5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. And it'll be fourth down and 3, and Plymouth sending on the kicking unit. So this would qualify as a stop for the Tigers. If they can, regardless of the outcome of this field goal, keep in mind that Ramirez is the holder. And this will be Carrillo again. He just hit an extra point a little bit ago. And the right footer kicker runs to it and kicks it up and kicks it good. 4:35 left to play here in the first quarter. Plymouth with a 10-0 lead on Warsaw. And we're back here in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Tigers have dug themselves a 10-point hole. Wilson from the 2-yard line will bring it out. 5, 10, 15, middle of the hole. He's got a hole, 35, 40, kicker to beat. And he got run into by his own guy. Holy mackerel, he got run into by his own guy at midfield, or he would have scored. Oh, Tristan Wilson with a 50-yard kickoff return. But he cut to the right, and everybody thought he was going to cut to the left. And his own guy ran right into the back of him and tackled him at the 48. Holy mackerel.
Who do you give the tackle to there?
Well, to be 100% honest, Mason Gabrich.
Right. To be fair, though, he had to get out of the way of Carrillo.
He did. First down and 10, Tigers. Good field position to start, but they got to hang on to the football. And this is Fitzpatrick leaping over the pile. There were a guy stacked in front of him at the 47-yard line, and he's jumped over top of him and got to the 44-yard line. So that's a gain of 4 yards and a first down carry for Daylon Fitzpatrick, who again has shown really, really well on Saturdays in the JV games and got to play on a couple of Fridays, and he's getting a chance here tonight. And there's another offside penalty. And again, that's John Kleindienst, a 6'3", 235-pound junior. And again, Andy, I've never played football, so I'm careful not to criticize. But I don't know how the guy sitting right over the football can be that antsy.
Yeah. I mean, it's just easier said than done. But, you know, you're supposed to watch the football, not listen to the quarterback. But, again, easier said than done.
Second and one now from the Plymouth 35. Quentin Brock takes a snap, hands off. No, he's going to keep it, and he breaks through. He's to the 35. He's down to the 30-yard line and down to the 28-yard line. That's a 10-yard run for the Tigers and a first down. Quentin Brock on the carry. Warsaw with their first down of the game.
It was a good fake there. Quentin kept the ball around the left side in just a nice 10-yard gain.
So the Tigers with their best drive of the game so far, trailing 10-0. Brock with Fitzpatrick behind him in the backfield. Quentin goes under center, takes the snap. He'll hand off to Fitzpatrick, and he'll get a couple of yards down to the 25, giving 3 on the carry. Well, we went into the season, Andy. We weren't sure who was going to step into the role of the number one fullback, and that's in Bart Curtis's previous 6 years, everybody knew who it was going to be. They knew who the number one guy was going to be. They had 3 guys. Michael Shank's been hurt. Duncan hasn't really shown explosiveness. And tonight, Fitzpatrick, who is about 4th on the depth chart, gets the start. Option play right. And this will be Fitzpatrick again, leaping over the 25-yard line down to about the 23. That's a gain of 2 more yards. It sets up 3rd down and 4. Last week on 3rd down, Warsaw 44%, but 63%. No, I'm sorry. For the season, they're 44%. 63% on 4th down. They were 4 of 8 last week and 1 of 1 on 4th down. Ball inside the left hash mark. Warsaw heading into the wind. That's from south to north, from our right to left. 3rd down and 4. Wings on either side. And they run it up the middle with Fitzpatrick, and he gets stoned right at the line of scrimmage. Give him a yard to the 22, and it's going to be 4th down and 3 coming up for the Tigers.
This is a no-brainer.
Yeah, this is even with one of the best kickers in the state. You're down 10, and you're asking him to kick what would be about a 40, or about a 38-yard field goal into the wind.
Right.
And it's not even straight into the wind. Yeah, going forward on 4th down here makes a lot of sense. Egoff is off to the right. Rhodes to the left. 4th and 3. Brock is going to run left. He's going to turn the corner. He's got the first down to Moore. At the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Tigers. Quentin Brock goes in from 23 yards out on 4th down. And Warsaw is on the board and in the game. It's 10-6.
And that's just great blocking on the left side of that line for Warsaw, just creating that hole. And once Quentin gets that hole, it's going to be tough for people to catch him with his speed. If he can get around that end, which he did right there, that's going to be 6 every time.
The point after for Mason Smythe, he is 21 out of 21 this season. And the snap and the spot and the kick is up, and it is good. 1:26 left to go, first quarter. Warsaw is on the board. It's Plymouth 10, Warsaw 7. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Well, I'll be honest, I didn't see a shootout, high-scoring game in our future this evening, considering the weather, but so far it's 10-7. Plymouth with the lead, and now the Tigers with kickoff. And Smythe will kick off into the wind. Mason, this season on kickoffs, 19 touchbacks and 28 attempts. If he gets a touchback into this wind, I don't know how to even describe that. I think that would be pretty impressive to the point of being suspicious. Right? Yeah. So we'll see. Plymouth has two guys back deep. I know how I would handle this kickoff. And the run up, and Smythe's going to drive it as far as he can, and it's going to be out of bounds. The wind pushed it toward the west sideline. There wasn't much of a chance. Once that ball started up the near hash mark and the wind got a hold of it, there was not a lot of hope for that to stay inbounds and get to the pylon. And they'll start at the 35-yard line. Will the Rockies up 10-7.
The wind isn't, I think earlier today the wind was more out of the north, and now it's, looking at the flag, it looks like more of a, like an east wind almost, and that's, you're exactly right, that's what pushed that football out of bounds.
I mean, way out of bounds.
Yeah, yeah.
It landed a good 10 yards beyond the boundary. First down and 10 for the Plymouth. Rockies, they have the ball at the 35-yard line. The ball will start on the near hash mark. Ramirez will hand off to Holloman. He's got a hole, and he gets tripped up. As he gets across the 35-yard line, he'll go down right at the 40, and that'll be a 5-yard gain. Second down and 5 coming up for Plymouth with 1:15 left to play here in the opening quarter. Great to have you with us. Normally, I am not above chewing fans out for not coming to the football games, but I totally get it here as the rain, we see the first glimpses of rain start to hit the windshield. Second down and 5. Ramirez sends Millizer across the formation. Now hands it back to Holm. He gets stopped and then takes off up the field through a hole and gets across the 45. And he gains 7 yards to the Plymouth 47. That's a first down for the Rockies.
So on that play there, left H-back, as they call it, came around as like a lead blocker. Really pushed our guys out of the way. And that allowed for them to get the 6 yards for a first down.
Plymouth has to run one more play in this quarter. I'm a little surprised, given that they have the wind, that they're not going a little faster, but they're not. Ball at the 48, first down and 10. Plymouth heading south, leading 10-7. And Ramirez will fake the handoff and take off up the middle of the field, and he'll break the midfield stripe and get to the 48-yard line of Warsaw. That'll be a gain of 4 yards. Probably bring us to the end of the first quarter. Adam Hanley out on the field clapping for his team. We're through 1, Plymouth 10, Warsaw 7. Back after these words on News Now Warsaw.